A strong cold front continues to move its way through our area, and this front will bring about significant weather changes over the next few hours. Through most of the day, it's been warm and wet. We've had rainfall off and on, and through the late morning and afternoon, that rainfall has been moderate to heavy at times. It has been heavy enough to prompt some localized flood watches and flood warnings, mainly along our smaller rivers and streams, which tend to react a little bit more quickly to heavy rainfall. We've had a gusty wind from the south, and that southerly wind has helped to push temperatures into the 60s for most of the day, but there are some big changes coming in now. A snapshot around lunchtime had temperatures in the 60s across eastern New York and western New England. At the same time, behind the front, Buffalo was at 32 degrees. So the cold means business, and it's on its way in right now. And as the cold air comes in, it will transition the rain over to a period of snow as we work through the next few hours. So as we see that snow come down, there will likely be some accumulation of snow, especially in the higher terrain where 1 to 3 inches of snow will be possible by late tonight. But even in our valley locations, I do anticipate that we will see some wet snowflakes, and there is the potential for at least a slushy accumulation of snow right down to the valley floors. So with that rush of cold coming in on a gusty westerly wind, temperatures tonight will drop off into the 20s. So we'll have to watch out for some slippery spots by tomorrow morning. And as we go through the day tomorrow, temperatures will be very chilly for this time of year, only in the 30s and 40s. We will rebound on Thursday with temperatures coming back into the 50s, and we should be back close to 60 again by Friday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, rain changing to snow, then tapering off, windy and much colder, low 18 to 26. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy and cool, high 36 to 42. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, rain changing to snow, then ending, windy and much colder, low 18 to 26. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool, high 36 to 42. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy, rain changing to wet snow, then ending, windy and much colder, low 26 to 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy and cool, high in the mid-40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, rain changing to snow, then ending, windy and much colder, low in the lower to mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool, high 40 to 45. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly sunny and not as cool, high in the 50s. And on Friday, partly sunny, with highs in the 50s to around 60. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.